Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Deepest Roots of the Heart by Shatona Havig, performed by Tom Rivera.
Dreams are cultivated in the soil of home. The richness of family fertilizes and gives those dreams roots, while love waters them until they flourish and thrive, unless drowned in a torrent of misguided affection. And time determines the quality of the fruit produced in that soil. Avelino Carrillo, 1994. Chapter 1. The Purple Valley. September 1945. Many thousands of feet have stirred the dusty roads of Napa Valley over the centuries, but on a September morning, one pair of army-issued boots tramped over familiar hills, down rutted lanes, and toward El Valle de Morado and La Casa de los Sueños. The man scanned the countryside, drinking in the familiar sight of a sea of vines stretching themselves over the hills as far as he could see. His strong brown hand gripped the strap of a kit bag. His senses heightened with each step as his nostrils took in the subtle scents of his homeland. The grapes were nearly ripe, almost time for harvest. Around a bend in the road, he just had a few hundred yards to go at most. There was the corner of the house. Had it been 4 years? Would it be neglected? Or had Gregory Linden found someone to rent it? Had it been sold? Would the agreement Mr. Linden signed hold up in court if it had? As his childhood home, the house of his ancestors, stretched into view, Avelino Carrillo's heart constricted. For almost 4 years he had dreamed of the house, the land, and the heritage he'd left behind. 4 years of dreaming of La Casa de los Sueños. How fitting, he mused as he stood there, how fitting that I should dream of a house of dreams. It was clean, with windows shining and fresh curtains fluttering in the noon breeze. Someone lived there. Is it a family? A man wealthy enough to employ a housekeeper? Will they feel threatened at the sight of me? A young woman rounded the corner of the casa, the very corner his great-great-grandmother rounded a century ago. Her hair, although tied up in a kerchief, looked red from his vantage point.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?